This concludes agenda item 2, and we now move to agenda item number 3, which concerns proposed amendments to the procedural manual. These items were not discussed in the executive committee as they are purely procedural. We have received only comments in support of them, and just a minute. Given that we find them to be non-controversial, essentially housekeeping matters, I would suggest, if the Commission can agree, that we can adopt these en bloc as one. There are 5 revisions, amendments, and so forth. Can the Commission agree with taking these proposed amendments to the procedural manual en bloc? I see no objection. I see no flags. I see Panama, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Panama does have a comment on the document amendments to the proposals for the Codex Committee. Now, Panama knows that there are a lot of benefits that have been brought to our knowledge, but some of these practices do have an impact on participation. Participation of countries such as ours, so at least in the current form that's used, and if you see that what is being proposed now for the procedure for the co-sponsoring agreements for 4 to 6 months before the meeting, in order to send out the invitation 4 to 6 months before, this would not provide countries such as ours that are making so many efforts, would not make it possible, not give us the necessary advance notice to put this in our budget, you see. So this would give rise to less participation, more limited participation. I'd like for this to be borne in mind when it comes to reviewing this amendment to go into this document. That could be borne in mind. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Panama. I'll take the intervention from Chile.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'd like to make reference to the amendment proposed for the presidents of the sessions, the Codex Commission, and the regional groups as well. And this having to do with general principles. We are in favor of this ahead of time, because we want to see to it that consensus can be reached. However, it does not address the initial concern that we had, that is to say, working on the definition of what is meant by consensus. So we would like for it to go on the record that working on the definition of the consensus is something that is important, that helps, but it doesn't totally solve the problem nonetheless. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Panama and Chile. I will ask the Secretariat to respond to both of these comments. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Concerning the first question from Panama, I believe they were making reference to the information that we want to put on the website for organizing co-hosted Codex sessions. Now, we're going to get to that one a little bit later under the matters referred. It is not for inclusion in the procedural manual, and I would also like to point out that this is it is informative. It is an information, but we will take note of what has been said, that it should be taken account that the delays might cause difficulties for some countries. And the second remark from Chile, we're going to put in the report. We're going to take this into account. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. I trust that these comments have answered the questions. I see they have. Are there any other comments on these proposed amendments? I see no flags. We will have adopted them, all of them, as proposed.